He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
And welcome to everyone out there. This is our special anniversary edition, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And we've got some very interesting things coming up at this section.
This is our time to look back at the last year, the previous year, and we are going to look into what our special guests had to say and think about some of the important comments that they made.
Absolutely. I've got each special guest quote on deck. So that's pretty exciting. And you know, when I was doing this, Corey, the other day, getting it all organized, I had little hairs rising up on my arms. It's just, their quotes are so motivational. They're just fantastic. And these guys are experts in sports nutrition, health, and fitness. And it's really exciting to get a little piece of their motivation. And I think that's basically education, motivation. And that's what really what we want to do with SNU, isn't it?
Well, if you were to really put some time and energy, any one of you out there listening, who would you have on as a special guest? And we put a lot of time and energy and pursue people that we think have something important to say, something to contribute that makes up the whole, you know, each one of their offerings, each one of their experiences and insight from their living profession, whatever, really makes the fullness of what we're trying to get across.
So
here,
if anybody has anybody out there that you would like us to do a special guest interview, please don't hesitate to email me at tracyholly@shaw.ca. That's TracyHolly.
Okay, so looking back,
June 2004, we had the one and only Dr. Michael Colgan. Dr. Colgan is one of the world's most popular scientific experts in nutrition. He is a best-selling author and travels the world lecturing on topics related to anti-aging, sports nutrition, health performance, and hormonal health. Dr. Colgan has a reputation for his expertise in sports nutrition science and functional fitness, and he's an advisor to hundreds of elite athletes. He's written many, many books, and just to name a few, Prevent Cancer Now, Optimum Sports Nutrition, The New Nutrition, Hormonal Health, Your Personal Vitamin Profile. He is also the recipient of the CHFA Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame Award, and his texts and research are utilized extensively in Corey's Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program.
Well, of course, Michael, a dear friend, colleague, my mentor, but he's really moving and shaking up the world. 65 years old means nothing. I mean, go to his anti-aging retreat and figure this out for yourself. But he's going to teach you more than just about being alive. He's going to help you understand the significance of keeping every individual cell alive and sharp and healthy. And he's going to help you understand that through the value of fitness and nutrition. You know, the Power Program Camp and the information that he's got there is absolutely incredible.
And it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving. Life is for the living. You want to live. And Dr. Michael Colgan's quote is the body-mind connection.
If you go about your health piecemeal by throwing a few pills in your mouth, or by only going to the doctor or something like that when you're sick, then you better reserve a lot of time for illness, because that's where you're going to be. The body and the human mind are one single integrated unit. And if you're going to work on your body, then you have to train it, you have to feed it, and you have to do exactly the same with your mind. If you leave your mind out of the equation, you will fail. But if you put body and mind together, you'll succeed.
Okay, that was excellent. Now, moving on to July 2004.
July 2004, we had Fred Haynes. Fred Haynes is the founder and president of Contact Canada, a family-owned company specializing in information tools on the life science industries in Canada. He's a recipient of a Commonwealth Scholarship from the UK for doctoral studies in Canada and has 12 years of teaching experience at university, college, and high school levels in human physiology, biology, physical education, and sports. He's also a professional 6-degree instructor of Aikido and does seminars across Canada and the United States. And Fred's quote is, easy does it.
And Fred, by the way, is quite the man. He is very committed. I like Aikido as a sport. I like the philosophy behind what he does. So listen up and listen good.
And I was in a situation of gaining weight a little while ago, and I got to 220 pounds, and I want to carry about 185. And what I found was small incremental decisions every day on a consistent basis let me get down to where I wanted to be. And it was both a case of moderating my nutrition and gently increasing my exercise. And it took me about a year to get where I wanted to be, and I'm about 190 now, and I'm able to hold that. So I think what we need to encourage people that may be feeling some dismay is each day a small decision on the positive side of where you're trying to get will certainly help you.
Okay, our next guest is Stuart Brown, August 2004 edition.
August 2004, we had Stuart Brown. Stuart Brown is the president and owner of EHN, which now has changed their name to Genuine Health. Stuart began his natural products industry as a sales representative, which led him to open his own vitamin store, Supplements Plus, in Toronto in 1986. After being approached by nutritional researcher and product developer Sam Gracie, Stuart began distribution of the award-winning Greens Plus in his retail stores in 1996. The Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine acknowledged his contribution by awarding Stuart an honorary Doctor of Naturopathy in 2001. And here is his quote, what a wonderful industry the health industry is.
To me, it's just a wonderful industry to be in that the fact that we should feel very proud and, very proud of the work we're doing and the changes that we're making and the difference, you know, again, going back to that, I've been in the industry 25 years, the difference we've made in people's lives across the country. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and that addition was good because it shows how somebody can start from basically nothing except an interest in health and evolve that interest into a multinational corporation and company that is changing lives and providing people with fantastic products.
It's a passion. It's about living your passion, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
So remember, these quotes are coming from people that are living their passion. Are you living yours?
Are you living yours?
I am my passion.
I am living my passion.
My work is my passion. My passion is my work.
I can say that.
They're one and the same. They're both my life, my work. It's the same. I don't know how to describe them any differently.
Mm-hmm. I'd vouch for that for sure.
That's why I feel very fortunate mm-hmm. that my work is my life. And I love my life, and my life is my work, and my work is my life. So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
All right, already. Moving on.
September 2004.
In September 2004, we had Mr. Daniel Haw. Daniel Haw is the founder and director of Talk Techniques, Inc., a Vancouver-based company dedicated to providing group seminars and one-on-one professional development support in the areas of professionalism, communication, and effective negotiation. Daniel has over 30 years' experience in human services. In personal development area, Daniel is a fitness personal trainer certified through the BCRPA. And his quote is, his favorite public speaker, JFK.
I'm always reminded of John F. Kennedy, one of my favorite speakers, actually, who said, things don't just happen, you have to make them happen. And I think that's a kind of a good way to approach any life situation, is that just don't sit back and be a passive kind of passenger here. Figure out what do you want to do in this situation, and what do you need to help you go where you want to go, and find those resources, and then get at it.
What really stood out to you about Daniel's presentation when he got into the communication on a personal level with people? Like, I'm just thinking about what goes on inside everyone's homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only the workplace and not only what we do in our business, but how effectively are we communicating with our spouse and our children? And to what degree, what effort are we putting into that level of communication?
And also to reading between the lines and really jumping on. When somebody says something, you've really got to be clear and precise about what it is you want, because you'll get what you ask for, I'll tell you that.
Okay, the next guest, our special guest, October, my favorite month, 2004.
Why is that your favorite month?
Well, why is October your favorite month? It's pumpkin season.
Pumpkins are our birthdays.
You better believe it.
Okay. Jose Antonio, October 2004. Jose Antonio is a PhD and the CEO of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only academic society dedicated to promoting the science and practice of sports nutrition. Dr. Antonio earned his PhD in the area of muscle physiology and plasticity from the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. And he completed his postdoctoral fellowship at UT Southwestern in endocrinology and metabolism. He is a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine and a certified strength and conditioning specialist. Antonio has written for several magazines, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Muscle Fitness, Flex, Muscle Media, Energy, Muscle and Fitness, HERS, Physical, Running Times, and Testosterone, just to mention a few.
Well, what really stood out for me with Jose is that he is moving forward by finding the International Society of Sports Nutrition and really helping to put sports nutrition on the map. He has the academic focus where he's pulling in men and women who have degrees from universities, and he's saying to everybody, look at sports nutrition is where it's at when it comes to health and fitness. And we have to understand the science, not only of fitness in exercise physiology, but the science of nutrition as it applies to a body in motion, which is what sports nutrition really is.
And also, too, he talked about ask questions, ask why. And if not everything works for everybody, so don't feel free to try new things, try different things. Don't just blow them off that they don't work. That's basically what I got from that.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he states that you have to have an unconventional attitude when it comes to sports nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, let go of some of this conventional stuff that you've been fed through the trough at the schools, because a lot of it does not apply in the real world.
Exactly. And his inspirational words are from Bruce Lee.
Well, I would say, particularly with the field of sports nutrition, I think it's extremely controversial. I will think of the late great martial artist, his name is Bruce Lee, and he revolutionized the field of martial arts by, you know, the old adage he used was, you know, take what is useful, discard what is useless, and think of unconventional ways of solving, you know, new or old problems. And I think in sports nutrition, you got to think unconventionally, and you got to throw away all those old ideas you had about sports nutrition. It's a vibrant field, and it changes fast. So you barely have time to blink. So you got to stay up with this. You got to, you know, first of all, attend the ISSN conference and network with the best of us.
Okay, November 2004.
We have our very, very good friends, Lloyd Baker and Diana Bralick. Lloyd Baker is the owner and operator of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Limited in Langley, BC, a very successful natural health retail store. In fact, Wellbeings was awarded the Retailer of the Year by CHFA for service, product selection, and store design in 2003. Lloyd is a certified nutritional consultant through the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. He has also taken numerous courses, including the Wild Rose College of Herbal Medicine, Danny Wells and Associates Retail Health Marketing and Merchandising, and the Alive Academy of Natural Healing. His wife, Diana Bralick, is the co-owner of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Center. She is an interior designer, completing her diploma level at BCIT. Diana has a background in accounting, which was essential to create the concept and design space of Wellbeings, as well as sustain the business.
And by the way, Diana is not Lloyd's wife. Lloyd is Diana's husband.
That's my saying.
But you know what? I found someone recently at the Kelowna Health Show. Remember, she came up to us, no names mentioned, and she said, you know, I think Lloyd and Diana are a great couple. They have a wonderful store. But Lloyd really sets the standard in Canada.
He certainly does.
For a retailer. He loves his work. He's passionate. He's committed. He lives the life. He trains. He researches. He puts the time and energy, but he treats his people, his employees, with respect. And he's also extremely attentive to the customer. He wants to help them achieve health on a personal level.
And if there's anybody out there that is even thinking of opening up a retail health food store, or any store for that matter, check out Lloyd's and Diana's store, because that
in
is
Langley,
a really
BC.
High standard, really high standard.
Yeah, and if you get into that November edition, you can get all the information and insight as to where their store is and the number. That's what we like to do on each special guest.
Absolutely.
Is bring you to their world. Connect you to them, their website, and or their phone number.
The best of the best.
So that you can learn how to do what you're doing even better from someone who's doing it, you know, really, really well.
And their quote was, "What a difference when you put it all together."
Live through your heart, listen to yourself, you know, try to do the right things, not just for yourself, but, you know, listen to your gut feelings and just stay active and fuel your body, and things will happen positively.
And once you get into the physical and nutrition aspect of your life, you'll find that the quality of your life...
Keep on moving.
Yeah, it just, it's extensive.
Right.
Okay, December, the end of the year or the beginning of the universe?
We have Andre Potvin. Andre Potvin has 20 years of leadership experience with 11 years specializing in exercise and cardiac rehabilitation. Andre acquired his Master of Science degree at UBC and instructed in the UBC School of Human Kinetics for 4 years. He is a recognized BCRPA trainer of leaders and is a member of both the BCRPA Personal Training and Strength Training subcommittees. Andre holds several certifications, including the NSCA Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist and ACE Clinical Exercise Specialist and ACE Certified Personal Trainer. Andre is president of InfoFit Educators, School of Fitness Professionals. He is the author of InfoFit Educators, Look Good in Your Jeans, as well as several handbooks and courses. Andre is an international lecturer of over 20 workshops and seminars related to anatomy, physical conditioning, program design, exercise analysis, resistance training, back and neck care, post-injury, rehabilitation, and postural correction.
Now, Andre's a good guy. He lives the life. He's into training. I liked his story about what motivated him to get big and pumped up.
Right.
And, you know, it was attached to cartoons.
He's an ectomorph, too.
Oh, yeah.
With major muscle. The guy looks good.
Yeah, showing and proving to all those people out there that are listening right now, if you're thin or emaciated in your mindset about how you look in the mirror, you're quite lean and you can't respond, you can't grow, believe me, you can. But there's a process, there's a way, there's a science, and you cannot train the same way that most people train. There's a whole science to that, and Andre understands that.
Yes, absolutely. And he's got a really great sense of humor. And he can dance the salsa. And his quote is his meaning of life.
My final word of insight is, to me, the meaning of life is to be happy. And I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, what impediments do I put in place that cause me to take two steps back from my quest to be happy? And then I look at, what actions do I need to put in place so that I can be happy? You know, I heard someone once say, in life, pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. And so, basically, I think we all have the ability to control or at least guide our destiny.
Okay, commencing the new year in 2005, January, our special guest.
January, our special guest was Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon is the founder and owner of PVL Group, 6 companies based in BC doing business around the world. Each company is dedicated to making quality nutrition easy and a priority for every person from any walk of life. Jim was a competitive athlete and is a nationally certified sports coach. He has helped train thousands of athletes in the past 20 years, including Olympic athletes like 1,500-meter runner Leah Pels and 98 gold medalist Dave McEachran. He is currently the sports nutrition consultant for the BC Lions and advises bodybuilders such as IFBB pros Scott Milne and Donna Logue, as well as a fitness athletes including IFBB champions Elaine Goodlad and Stephanie Worsfold.
Now here's another great story about a guy that's working in the business, in the industry, as a sales rep, thinking higher and beyond mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, one thing leads to the other. The company folds in. It gets sold. Things change. I think he's dissatisfied with the way the new management is running the company. So he says to himself, hey, I've got something better in mind. So he creates his own company.
Absolutely.
And now PVL is moving forward.
Very, very.
He's distributing products
productive.
Throughout the world. He's formulating stuff. He's doing what he likes. He's living out his passion.
And he talked about how it's hard work. You know, it's really hard work because you just can't have an idea, he talks about. You've got to have the money behind it and the know-how. It's not just an idea.
No. And I think that what happens today with the academic focus, with less emphasis on the physicality, is people are going by this model. You've got to work smart, and they're forgetting about the fact that the formula is balanced by the working hard.
That's right.
You know, working hard by itself without working smart is imbalanced. Mm-hmm. You know, you can dig a ditch all your life and you might get to China, but use your brain and start employing some technology and dig at a faster rate. But you still got to work hard. The right. hardness of the work, the work ethic never, ever goes away.
And Jim's quote is about just do it.
What I would just tell everybody out there to do, it doesn't matter if you're the personal trainer listening or if you're the end consumer listening or if whoever you are. Bottom line is you're here. It's now. The clock is ticking. What are you waiting for? If you're not exercising, get up and exercise. If you're not eating right, start now. Not tomorrow. Right now. Nike said it best, and you can't reinvent the wheel here. It's just do it. Best advice in the world. Whatever that is, just do it.
Moving on into February 2005, our very special guest.
Our special guest for February was Terry Willard. For over 30 years, Terry Willard, clinical herbalist and PhD, has studied the medical properties of plants. An active practitioner and teacher, Terry has a clinic in Calgary, Alberta. He is also director of the Wild Rose College of Natural Healing. Terry currently serves as the president of the Canadian Association of Herbal Practitioners and is a professional member of the American Herbalist Guild. Terry was also honored by the Canadian Health Food Association by the induction of the Hall of Fame. Dr. Willard is the author of 10 books on the subject of herbs, two of his books, Mind and Body Harmony, and Dr. Willard Encyclopedia of Herbal Uses.
Well, I think Terry is actually reincarnated.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy, fungus, fun guy. But you know what? I don't think that he really is human. I think he's masquerading as a human. I think he's a plant.
Do you?
The guy just
does he know that?
Has a connection to plants that's so remarkable. Like, you can walk through the bush and he'll make a comment about any species of plant that you're brushing against. And he has this understanding about vibrational qualities of the medicinal values of plants, not just the pharmacology, which is important to know too, like the active component of the plant and how it works biologically, but more than that, getting into the spiritual and the emotional. So I find that Terry is a remarkable individual in that regard. But then, of course, he's not really your typical individual
so
if he's a plant.
Do you think that Terry talks to trees?
I think that the trees are talking to Terry, and
yeah.
He is just...
He's listening.
You know, acting as a vehicle of their transmission.
Unreal. That's awesome, honey. Okay. And Terry's quote is, the major healers.
Well, I think the best thing we can do with ourselves is be true to ourselves. Sometimes we try to impress the outside world and aren't true to ourselves and our own personal needs. We have to take a break for our own selves once in a while to come in tune with ourselves so we can feel like we're wholer, healthier persons. And I don't think there's ever been any better healer on the planet than sleep and love.
March 2005.
March 2005, we had Mr. Dean Parks. Dean Parks has been involved in the natural products industry for the past 30 years. He has worked in all facets of the natural health business, including retail, distribution, and manufacturing. Dean is an advisor to the industry and presents retail training seminars across Canada. He educates retailers with his monthly free-range retailer e-letter and writes a regular column for the Canadian Natural Health Retailer Magazine. Dean is president of Preferred Nutrition, a specialty supplement supplier to Canadian health food stores. Dean has a passion for bringing the message of living the natural health lifestyle to the public and is actively involved in supporting industry spokespeople through public lectures across Canada.
Well, Dean has a grassroots experience. He came up through the industry again. He spoke in the interview about how something affected him in a certain way regarding nutrition. I think he was talking about the influence of something like LSD and how substances on a molecular level can make such a dramatic effect on the brain and the chemistry. So it just makes sense to him that food would also have the same mm-hmm. kind of effect. If a molecule from any substance can influence you to that degree, then why wouldn't food or wheat or chicken or grass also influence you in a certain way? So coming up through the grassroots experience of the health food store and getting a feel for the industry, and then again moving forward step mm-hmm. by step and climbing the ladder
exactly.
and pursuing
yes.
his goal, his objective. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So anybody can do it, right? You just got to live the lifestyle, because these are just regular guys that we're talking about here that had a passion and are living the lifestyle and studied and are doing it.
Well, they're persistent.
Absolutely.
They're clear about what they want to do, mm-hmm. and they do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like Arnold said, you plan to work, and then you work out your plan.
Right, exactly. And these are all experts in the field of sports nutrition, health, and fitness. And Dean's quote, embrace the healthy lifestyle.
I'd say the one thing that I'd really like to see more of and wish more people would benefit from is the lifestyle. I got into this industry because of the lifestyle. I wasn't in the health food business for the first few years. It's the greatest part of the industry, and I don't see enough people embracing the lifestyle, enjoying, you know, eating good whole foods and exercising and reading some really good uplifting books, you know, loving themselves. And I just feel the lifestyle, once you catch the flavor of it, you'll never go back, and it's the greatest part of this industry. I know if I went into a whole different business, I'd still live the lifestyle, because it's the best part of what we do.
And finally, April 2005.
That's right. We have Stephen Adelaide. Stephen is the editor-in-chief of his Tell It Like It Is publication. Real Solutions Magazine has quickly become the fastest growing, most talked about physique development magazine in the world, distributed in 12 countries. Stephen also co-authored one of the most talked about books, e-books, that is, on the internet, entitled 7 Never Before Told Secrets Everyone Should Know Before Buying Supplements. More recently, Stephen authored and widely distributed over 100,000 copies of Maximum Growth, Volume 2. Stephen Adelaide incorporates the many inside connections and lessons learned over the past 15 years in his own pursuit of building a lean, muscular physique. His philosophies combine the latest scientific research, real-world experiences, and a good dose of common sense.
What I admire about Stephen is his passion for living and his clarity of focus, but even more so, his commitment to training. He gets up early, he trains every day, he doesn't make any excuses, and he understands his purpose. He has a philosophy for living, and all he's doing is just trying to share the truth with the masses.
Absolutely. And he talked about, how can he be successful? How can you be a good father? How can you be a good employer? How can you be a good husband if you don't take care of yourself? So really, you have to be selfish to a certain degree. You got to take care of you first before you can take care of anybody else. Otherwise, you got poisonous blood running through your veins, which you can't.
If you're not selfish, how can you be self-fulfilled?
Right.
If you're running around trying to satisfy the world and you forget someone called yourself in the process, you're going to be miserable and unhappy and completely unfulfilled.
And we're going to leave you off with a wonderful quote from Stephen, which is interesting because you need to ask yourself these questions.
I will ask you the same question that I was asked several years ago, which I thought was very intriguing. And it may not have much to do with health and fitness, but I think you'll find it very interesting. And that was, I was asked a question which basically said that if I received a call today and found out that I was going to die in 6 months, what three things would I start doing more of? And I was to list those three things. The next thing I was asked was, well, why aren't you doing those things now? And I'll leave you with that.